بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم الحمد لله beloved brothers respected elders first and foremost we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who through his infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with the wealth of iman and made us from the ummah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Alim used to say he said we didn't ask for it probably we're not even deserving of it and Allah gave us this ni'mat Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tawfiq to perform salah with jamaat. Salah with jamaat is 25 or 27 times more rewarding than salah on its own. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tawfiq to sit in a gathering where Allah is being remembered. These gatherings, malaika throng around these gatherings up to the arsh of Allah. When we sit in a gathering remembering Allah, then Allah boasts about us in a nobler gathering, gathering of malaika. And at the end of these gatherings, an announcement is made that our sins are forgiven and our bad deeds are turned into good deeds for us. Beloved brothers, respected elders, the first command and demand from us is the ma'rifat of Allah, yaqeen in Allah. All the ghayrullah that has entered this heart has to come out of this heart. Total dependence, reliance, attention, attraction, fear, love, only for Allah. Nothing else. All the ghayrullah has to come out of this heart. In every condition, this heart has to go to Allah. Everything only comes from Allah. Allah alone is the doer. Solution only lies with Allah. Nowhere else, beloved brothers. From a mu'min, you can't hear what if, coincidence, chance, if only I was 5 minutes earlier. Beloved brothers, respected elders, Allah's decision on its appointed time as Allah has decided. Nothing can change that, beloved. What is ordained for me will never miss me. And what is not ordained for me, whatever effort I make to get it, will never reach me. It's Allah's decision, beloved. Everything in this world is Allah's decision, beloved. Allah has decided how long I will live. Allah has decided when I will leave this dunya. Allah has decided everything in life, Allah has decided. In any condition that comes upon us, this heart has to go to Allah, nowhere else. Ulama teach us, we say, La ilaha no ilaha illallah, only Allah. Ilaha is that being or thing this heart turns to when a condition comes upon it. Simple example ulama give us, say when we are thirsty, before we drink water, we've been taught to turn to Allah. We read Bismillah, the heart goes to Allah. The quenching of the thirst is not in the water. The water is dependent on Allah. And Allah is independent. Water is just a means. And Allah is not in need of means. Allah can do with means, without means, against means. Allah is independent. And all the means are totally dependent. The water is dependent on Allah. After taking a sip of water, good or harm, benefit or harm that will come from it, Allah will decide. Nowhere else, beloved. You see, beloved brothers, respected elders, from morning till late, late till early, the worry and the concern, people are moving from country to country, town to town, continent to continent, looking for this risk. Our risk comes from the skies. Our risk is not on this earth. Our effort in dunya for risk and our risk, there's no relation. It's not related. I can't change how much I'm going to, how I'm going to, what my risk is going to be. I can't increase my risk by working harder. It's ordained. Allah has decided. Hard amal that will bring barakah in risk. Person who's mindful of his 5 times daily salah, Allah will make his daily sustenance easy for him. Person who reads Surah Yasin in the morning, Allah will take care of his needs for the day. Person who reads that Surah Yasin in the evening, Allah will take care of his needs till the morning. A person who reads Hasbi Allah, La ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. 7 times in the morning, Allah will take care of his needs till the evening. He reads it 7 times in the evening, Allah will take care of his needs till the morning. Even if he doesn't have yaqeen. Person who reads Surah Waqia every night will never be poor. Person who gives sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him at least 10 times in return. Person who maintains family ties, Allah will grant him barakah in his life. Person who performs hajj won't be poor. Person who after Fajr Salah remains in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till after the sun has risen, reads 2 rakats and another 2 rakats of Salah, Allah will take care of his needs for the day. Person who adopts taqwa, Allah will open a way when there's no way out. Allah will provide from unimaginable sources. But we can't imagine. His mind can't think of it, it'll come from there. Our means of earning is something else, beloved. Our jobs, our shops, our university degrees, those are not the means of earning, beloved. Somewhere else, something else, beloved brothers. But morning till night, everybody moves around with this worry, with this concern, looking for this. Throughout the world. Few things that people are trying to get involved in these days, few things where they think rosy lies. And this also has got to do with incorrect or weakness of yaqeen. Medicine, safety and security, education. Or rather somewhere else, beloved. Our risk comes from here, beloved brothers. The barakah in our lives will come from here, beloved brothers. Sahabi radiallahu anhu goes to relieve himself and his rosy comes to him. While relieving himself, Allah. If we free ourselves for the worship of Allah, Allah will free this heart from the cares and worries of this world. If not, Allah will leave us to our own and Allah will give us a never-ending poverty. This heart is created for Allah, beloved brothers. Sickness, cure from sickness comes from Allah, beloved brothers. Doctors, medicine, just the means, beloved brothers, and Allah is independent. Allah doesn't need these means. One Sahabi, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, who comes home, finds his wife, finds somebody reading something for her, blowing on her, for pain in her eye. He teaches her a dua. He tells her that shaitan pokes your eye, and when you go to this person to read for you, to blow on your eye, then shaitan stops poking your eye. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. The things of the world became subservient to Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Sahaba had Allah in the heart. There can't be two fears in one heart. The fear of Khalik and Makhluk can't be in the same heart. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu sees a group of people gathered in the pathway, asks what's happening. He says there's a lion scaring the people. He walks up to the lion, twists its ear, smacks it on the neck and moves it out of the way. Then he says something to this effect to himself. O Nabi of Allah, you've spoken the truth. If we fear anything other than Allah, then Allah will let that gain the upper hand over us. And if we fear none but Allah, then nothing will gain him. And if we have hope and expectation in anything other than Allah, then Allah will leave us to that. And if our hope and expectation is only on Allah, then Allah will take care of us. In that heart was Allah, Khalik. The fear of that lion can't be in that heart. The world became subservient to Sahaba. We've been commanded to bring yaqeen like Sahaba, iman like Sahaba. One person asks a Sahabi, did you not laugh and joke? He said, we did. He even mentions that they even like threw an orange at each other. He said, but Sahaba, their iman was like unshakable, like mountains. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, beloved brothers. Beloved brothers, a sign of iman is disinclination to dunya, desire for akhirah, desire to meet Allah. This was the hallmark of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When dunya came to them, they feared. When dunya came to them, they feared, is there anything left for us? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't leave us in this position. They despised dunya. Umar radiallahu anhu, group of Sahaba, feel that Umar radiallahu anhu's standard of living becoming too difficult. The people that come and visit him, Amirul Mu'mineen, they can't even share a meal with him. So they go to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu to ask him to approach Amirul Mu'mineen. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu says, I don't have the himmat, I don't have the courage. Then they approach Ma Hafsa radiallahu anha, daughter of Amirul Mu'mineen, the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when she approaches Amirul Mu'mineen, he tells her, did you not tell me in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in your life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not one day did he have two meals? Did you not tell me that he told you to refrain from fourfolding the bedding? Despise luxury, comfort, dunya, disinclination to dunya, sign of iman. One occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to the home of Fatima radiallahu anha. Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhum have bracelets on their hands. Wooden bracelets. Not even gold or silver or metal. With displeasure, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns away. Not my children. Kama qal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Sahabiha just accepts Islam, comes to Medina to learn deen, and in that period her little son passes away. After ghusl and kafan, preparation for the janazah of this boy, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks, is the mother been informed? When they inform the mother, radiallahu anha, she lifts her hands and makes dua. She says something to this effect, O Allah, my people will say to me that because I accepted Islam, this has happened to me. Don't let them say this. Allah gives life to this boy. What yaqeen, beloved. Yaqeen, unshakable like mountains. So beloved brothers, respected elders, this dunya, everything is dead. Can't do anything, can't benefit, can't harm. Only what Allah wills. And Allah has kept success in His obedience in the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing else. No other way, the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum did something because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. One Sahabi, while riding his conveyance, It acts as if there is a tree in the way, a branch of a tree. They say that there used to be a tree and a branch of the tree along the pathway. When he had passed there with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to duck underneath it. No longer a need. Tree no longer there, the branch no longer there. No longer a need to do that. Sahabi radiallahu anhu did it because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it. Unconditionally. Stopped to relieve himself along the journey when he had no need, because that was where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam relieved himself. Success only in that. If two people are sick, one takes medicine, he gets shifa. The second person asks Allah for shifa, takes out sadaqah. And then takes the medicine. With this, that, oh Allah, it is a sunnah to take medicine. And I'm taking this medicine with hope, oh Allah, that if I follow the sunnah of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll grant me shifa. Whether this person gets shifa or not, he is successful. Success is not in the things of this world. In dunya is not success. In obedience to Allah, in the tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the pleasure of Allah is success. Person who manages to save himself from Jahannam and gain entry into Jannah, he is successful. The yardstick for success is not dunya. Kuffar, Yahud and Nasara believe if I gain, get wealth, with wealth I'll buy things, and with these things I'll make my life. My life will be okay. Our lives will get made with amal, with yaqeen, with sunnah, not the things of this world. If it were the things of this world, wa na'udhu billah. In the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, hunger was a regular guest. The honorable guest of hunger was a regular visitor in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ma'isha radiallahu anha says one moon, another moon, a third moon, yani two full months. Fire was not lit in the homes of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to cook food. Dates and water for two full months. One occasion in the home of Ali radiallahu anhu, Fatima radiallahu anha, start a fast with dates and water. Ali radiallahu anhu earns something, makes some bread. Bread is made in the home. Somebody knocks at the door and it's given away. Futur again, dates and water. Next day again, dates and water. Again the second day, again the bread is given away. Dates and water again. 3 days in a row, fasting and suhoor and futur with dates and water. Who are we following? You see, Sahaba radiallahu anhum cried at the qabr till the beards became wet. The qabr is the first phase of akhirah. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. If a person fails in this phase, the rest of akhirah won't go well. And beloved brothers, respected elders, what is the questions of the qabr, beloved brothers? About what is in this heart? Down in the deepest recesses of this heart. That hope, that expectation, that little looking to something, someone, beloved brothers. That little expectation. Where does heart turns to when that condition comes? Who? Where? Ulama say one sahabi for one need came 99 times to the masjid to read 2 rakats of salah. For one need. Only one door. There is no other door. There's only one place. Only Allah. The mending of a shoe, Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked from Allah. Everything, the smallest little thing, Sahaba radiallahu anhu turned to Allah. Nothing, no one else. Heart only went to Allah. Beloved brothers, respected elders, Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah, used to say, if the earth were made of copper, the sky of lead, not a drop of rain fell from the sky, not a blade of grass grew from this earth. And if in this heart this thought comes, how will Allah provide for me? This is shirk. Allah is independent. Allah needs no one and nothing. Allah alone is the doer. Only comes from Allah. We can't say this enough to this heart. Ghair se kuch nahi hota hai. Only Allah. Only Allah. This heart needs to hear this over and over. And beloved brothers and respected, we've got this short life to fix it. The short life. None of us have any guarantee we're going to get up from here. No one. Ulama teach us, you see, we think Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they chose simplicity. They chose not to spend on themselves. Ulama teach us, they say, at Hajjatul Wida, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered 100 camels. 100 camels. If anybody is willing to do the maths of 100 camels, well over R1 million today. Yet 80 somewhat days later, approximately, 83 days later, approximately, when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made parda from this dunya, there wasn't oil to burn in the lantern in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi. Somewhere else, something else, somewhere else to spend it, beloved. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends that sahabi to Uthman radiallahu anhu to get something for his needs for marriage, when he knocks at the door, just before he knocks at the door, he hears Uthman radiallahu anhu reprimanding the family for burning the lantern too high. He comes away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends him back. He gives him 2 bags of gold. Spending on others freely, spending on deen freely. When he came to spending on deen, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu brought all the wealth he had on the occasion of Tabuk. Everything. Umar radiallahu anhu brought half of what he owned. Uthman radiallahu anhu saw to the needs of 1/3 of the army. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam despised dunya, but on that day he played with the wealth that Uthman radiallahu anhu sent, gave happily. Wealth spent in the path of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was happy about it. You see, beloved brothers, respected elders, this is easy to speak. Very easy to say these things, beloved brothers. to bring this alive, beloved brothers. To bring this alive in this heart, beloved brothers. That is very difficult. But bring it just from this tongue down into the deepest recesses of this heart to correct this yaqeen, beloved brothers. There is one condition for it, beloved brothers. Condition is mujahada, sacrifice, beloved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anbiya alayhimus salam, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Ahli Bayt radiallahu anhum, and our pious predecessors, beloved brothers. Sacrifice for deen, beloved brothers. For the establishment of deen, for the establishment of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasul. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaving Makkah after being persecuted, walking away from Baytullah. If anybody thinks he loves Baytullah, could anybody love Baytullah more than the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For what Baytullah is, the fadilat of Baytullah, who understood it better than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And it was also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's birthplace, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was brought up. Being forced out of there, walking, turning, looking back, tears welling up in the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to this effect, O Baytullah, I love you. If it were not for my people, I would have never left you. The daughters of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam getting divorced. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going hungry. Do we know what the pangs of hunger is? How many of us can say we felt the pangs of hunger? We don't even understand what it means to tie a stone to relieve that pangs of hunger. How that helps, we don't know. We can't understand it. We've never been there. The Nabi of Allah had two stones. Zainab radiallahu anha suffering from a wound, eventually passing away. Got divorced, got this wound, gave her life for deen. And still when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was burying her, he was worried. We're going to that qabr, beloved. What guarantee do we have? What guarantee do I have, beloved? See, beloved brothers, respected elders, to make effort for deen is a responsibility, but it's a need, beloved. I need it. I'm in need. I'm going to that qabr. Hashr is haq. Jannah, Jahannam is haq. Sirat is haq. Sirat is haq. I'm going there, beloved. Just hashr, just qiyamah. 50,000 years, beloved. It's not one day, beloved brothers. It's another whole phase in insan's life. Longer, more than 50,000 years, beloved brothers. A person won't live 100 years in this world. Brothers, respected elders, we are ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Followers of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sahaba radiallahu anhum are our role models. Any one of them we follow will be rightly guided. Lanterns of hidayat, stars, beloved brothers. They also had aspirations. They also wanted to be with their families. Ja'far radiallahu anhu, when he was sent to Muta, the Yahudi listening knew that he's not coming back. Surely Ja'far radiallahu anhu knew this. Ulama teach us that Ja'far radiallahu anhu didn't pass by the home to make one last salam. You know, now and then the brothers say, today if a person's gone to the masjid, you ask the family where is he? He's gone to the masjid, he'll be back now. In the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, he's gone to the masjid, we don't know if he'll ever come back. Ja'far radiallahu anhu never came back. From the masjid to his martyrdom to Jannah. 33 years old, young man, young family. Didn't go and look at his three sons, Muhammad, Aun, Abdullah, radiallahu anhu, one last time. Give them one last kiss. To his martyrdom, the command. Ulama teach us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Sahaba radiallahu anhum the harm of the delay in coming out. Not coming out, the harm of the delay in coming out in the path of Allah. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu remained behind half a day. Half a day. Not for any worldly need. Not to finish some work. To listen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's khutbah one more time. To read one more salah behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Out of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you'll enter Jannah 500 years after your companions. Half a day, beloved. Hanzala radiallahu anhu understood. He understood the harm of the delay. How long you think it would have taken to have that ghusl? Ulama teach us, he knew the harm of the delay. That ghusl, how long would it have taken? Couldn't wait. Went to his martyrdom. Sacrificed everything. They saw success in giving to Allah, beloved brothers. Sahabi dying on the battlefield says, I swear by the Rabb of the Kaaba, I am successful. Success not in what the Nabi of Allah accepted from them was more beloved to them than what was left for them. In every condition, whoever it was, beloved. Lame Sahabi, striving in the path of Allah till his martyrdom. Blind Sahaba. Bashir bin Aqrabah radiallahu anhu, a young Sahabi. He has no other family, only his father. Young boy stands on the hilltop when the Jamaats are coming back from Uhud. Doesn't see his father. Runs to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where is my father? Out of pity, with tears well up in the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turns his head away. This little boy runs around. Oh Nabi of Allah, where is my father? For what, beloved brothers? Bring deen alive, beloved brothers. To take this deen to all four corners of the world. Everywhere, beloved. Beloved brothers, respected elders, we are the ummatis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. By striving in the path of Allah, we stand to benefit. I will benefit. The most benefit will come to me. By me sacrificing for Allah's deen, beloved brothers, the greatest benefit will come to me. Whether Allah uses it as a means for hidayat of others, beloved brothers, that's a secondary matter. Bring deen alive in me, beloved brothers. Turn my heart away, beloved brothers. Take the ghairullah out of my heart, beloved. Hidayat is proportionate to qurbani, beloved brothers. Risk is not proportionate to effort, beloved brothers, but hidayat is proportionate to qurbani, beloved brothers. The more we give, the more Allah will give us, beloved. See, beloved brothers, respected, whenever we come here, we think of elders before you in Durban, beloved brothers. What sacrifices were given? We were now in Brazil again. Haji Suhail reminded us. He said the first Jamaat that came to Brazil was 1968 from South Africa. Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali was in that Jamaat. He said, I wasn't there. He said, but Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali performed Salah, had a program, made dua in my brother's house. He said, my brother recorded it. So when I listened to it, I couldn't understand. He said, the next Jamaat that came, there was somebody who spoke Arabic. He was eloquent, he was fluent. He said, my brother told him, your bayans have great effect. But he said, last year came a man whose words were very little, very few. But the effect of his words has already outlasted yours. You see, when I met Bhai Padia Rahmatullah, I understood what my brother was raving about. Lord brothers, our deen came with Qurbani. These masjids, beloved brothers, the ulama, the huffaz, the madaris, beloved brothers, we have, didn't come like that. Great sacrifices were given, beloved. For everything that we have, great sacrifices were given, beloved brothers. And beloved brothers, complacency can't set in, beloved. Places like Tashkent, Bukhara, beloved brothers, in the masajid, hundreds of thousands used to read salah at one time. The house for wudu, thousands could make wudu at one time. In the dars of hadith, thousands used to sit. It had to be relayed how many times, the hadith. Beloved brothers, if effort is not made, beloved brothers, and beloved brothers, Allah is independent. Allah doesn't need us, beloved brothers. Allah will keep the deen alive through others, beloved brothers. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Allah protect us. We need it, beloved brothers. We have to get accepted for this, beloved brothers. Beloved brothers, it's our turn, beloved brothers.
She was talking, thinking of Brazil. I was just thinking there was an elderly sati in our Johannesburg. You know. Sati's made his tashkil for Brazil. So he got ready. He agreed to go. You must have heard many karguzaris like this. Many. So when he's trying to get hold of him, the sati, to collect the money to pay for his ticket, can't get hold of him. Eventually phones home. Sati was telling me this. He's telling me at the old lady's janaza, uncle's wife. He says, Ma, he says, when I got hold of Ma, she said, you're looking for so and so. He said, yeah. So you want to go, you want his money for the ticket? He says, Jima. She said, he don't have the money. She said, I got some jewelry. Come collect it. I've spoken to this jeweler in the plaza. Take the money you get for it and pay for his ticket. In one town in Joburg, you know, one uncle, he lives next door to the new masjid, but he drives 10 minutes to the old masjid for salah every day. Even on a cold winter's morning, he gets into his car and he drives there. So I asked him, why you drive here? So he said, I was a little child, and I remember my father and a few uncles from this town, they left home for 5 months to go around the country to collect money to build this masjid. He says, my tears are in the foundation of this masjid. Beloved brothers, to see a gathering on a Friday night like this, how fortunate we are to be able to come to a gathering like this. And if these walls could talk about the Qurbani that was given to bring this alive. Our deen came with Qurbani, nothing else, beloved. And it's our turn, beloved brothers. We have to put our shoulder to this wheel, beloved brothers, to keep it moving, beloved brothers. Those that gave and went, beloved brothers, they are reaping the rewards of what they gave. Pedal jamaats moving around the country, beloved brothers. Initially, in the early years, those jamaats that came from India, Pakistan, those Pakistan 1.5 year pedal jamaats that came here. Covers of those satis throughout Africa, beloved brothers. See, the other day, one day, somebody went somewhere, one of the neighboring countries, somewhere far in one jungle, they found one year jamaat, beloved brothers, Pakistan jamaat. He was a young alim, under 40 in the jamaat. This was his fifth 1 year in the path of Allah. Fifth 1 year in the path of Allah. He said, I thought to myself, can my jannat and his jannat be the same? 5 times 1 year in the path of Allah. And he's under 40. He don't have a responsibility. He don't have wife. He don't have children. Our brothers, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave Qurbani, beloved. Sahaba radiallahu anhum gave, beloved. Who are we? Deen, beloved brothers, has to become the maqsad of our life. The establishment of deen. We're not dunya dars, beloved. We haven't come to earn dunya, beloved. We haven't come here to make this life.
We have come here to make our akhirat, beloved brothers. This effort is not 4 months or 40 days, beloved brothers. This is a lifelong struggle till I leave this dunya in a condition that my Allah is pleased with. So, beloved brothers, respected elders, we are that nation. We have to give our lives for deen, beloved brothers. Whatever we've done till now, we should change that intention. Sitting here now, inshallah, we make intention to give our lives, spend everything for Allah and the deen of Allah, beloved brothers. Nothing else, beloved brothers. We make that intention, inshallah. How to learn how to do this, beloved brothers. We have to come out in the path of Allah for long periods, short periods, beloved. 4 months, beloved brothers. First takaza is 4 months pedal, beloved brothers.
MashaAllah, brothers. 4 months, inshallah. Who is it, inshallah? Somebody to write names. MashaAllah, first tashkil is 4 months in the path of Allah, 4 months pedal, 4 months foreign, 4 months. For those who haven't spent 4 months, four months to Pakistan and Bangladesh, my dear brothers. Come. Inshallah, make niyat, inshallah. Stand up, make niyat, inshallah. Ask Allah, Allah accept you, inshallah. Allah accept. What's your name, brother? Bashir, Allah accept you, mashallah. 4 months, inshallah. If Allah accept you, inshallah. MashaAllah, what's your brother's name? Muhammad. But 4 months, which area from Muhammad? 4 months, which area? Pakistan, mashallah. Allah accept. Jibad. Which town you from, Muhammad? Which town? From town masjid. Which masjid in town? Somali masjid, mashallah. Jibad. 4 months, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers, inshallah. More brothers. Isa, 4 months, inshallah. Which masjid from Isa? Accents, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Dr. Siddiq, 4 months, Allah accept, inshallah. Come, inshallah. Who else? Come, my dear brothers, inshallah. Now it is our time to talk, my dear brothers. 4 months, tashkil is for 4 months, inshallah. MashaAllah. Brother Imran, inshallah, out for 40 days, making it for 4 months, mashallah.
Allah accept,
mashallah. Come, my dear brothers, inshallah. Who else? Tashkil is for 4 months, inshallah. 4 months pedal, 4 months foreign. And for those brothers who haven't spent 4 months, first time 4 months to Pakistan and Bangladesh, inshallah. Who makes niyat for this, inshallah? Come, my dear brothers. If you ask those brothers who have been for 4 months, mashallah, Muhammad Jabir, inshallah. 4 months pedal or foreign more? Pakistan, Allah accept. 4 months Pakistan, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Mashallah, Mawla Ghulam Hussain Rendi. 4 months, inshallah. Allah accept. 4 months, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? My dear ulama ikram are giving the name, inshallah. By Ismail Sheikh, 4 months, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Ismail just came back from 4 months. Mawlana Shaban, Allah accept. 4 months, Mawlana, Allah accept, mashallah. By Junaid, inshallah. 4 months, Allah accept, inshallah. Junaid out for 40 days, getting it for 4 months, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers, inshallah. More brothers to give our name, inshallah. It is our need to come out in the path of Allah, my dear. Just coming out for 4 months to learn the work of Rasulullah, and then do could every part, inshallah. By Alhamdulillah, inshallah. 4 months, Allah accept, mashallah. Muhammad Mullah from PMB, Allah accept, mashallah. Come, beloved brothers, who else, inshallah? Once we were in the shop, and our Jamaat a few years ago was leaving for 4 months. So the one youngster in the shop asked me, mashallah, what's your brother's name?
Ahmed.
Ahmed, Allah accept. From which masjid, Ahmed?
Reservoirs,
Allah accept. So the one brother asked me in the shop, he asked me that, don't you feel hard to go for 4 months, leaving your wife, leaving your business, leaving all your... See, we have to make sacrifice for the sake of deen. Maybe 2 hours later, somebody, another guy, not a Muslim guy, came in the shop. So he said, I won't see you. He's telling me, I won't see you for a long time. I say, why? He said, I'm going 5 months to Africa. I say, for what? He said, I'm going to work there. So I asked him the same question. You won't miss your wife. Your wife won't miss you. Your children won't miss you. He said, as long as the bucks is coming, they won't complain. So for dunya, my dear brothers, people are ready to sacrifice. For deen, my dear, how Allah, happy Allah will get, my dear. So the first step is for us to make niyat, my dear brothers. First, make niyat, inshallah. Lot of obstacles, lot of difficulties. But the one who will remove these difficulties and obstacles is Allah, my dear. Allah wants to see our desire. So let us stand up and give our name, mashallah. Come, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. It's coming in the heart, inshallah. This is not to show anybody. This is a sunnah to express our desire to go in the path of Allah. It might seem like 100 difficulties, but Allah will remove all that according to our determination, inshallah. So come, my dear brothers. Give your name, inshallah. You heard many, mashallah. What's our brother's name? Oh, Mansoor bhai. Allah accept. Mansoor bhai from Spingo Hills. Allah accept. 4 months, Mansoor? Allah accept, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, my beloved brothers. Each one of us, inshallah, make that niyat. Allah accept me, Allah accept me. Allah take me out in your path. Mashallah. What's your brother's name?
What's your name? Huh?
Umar. Umar from which masjid? Salihin, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Young and old, ulama ikram, huffaz, all give our name, my dear. To strive for the deen of Allah, my dear brothers. Come, mashallah. One brother was giving us some kalguzari. He was saying that one jamaat went to China. And while working in China, mashallah. What's your brother's name?
Junaid.
Junaid, inshallah. From which masjid, Junaid? Phoenix. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah accept him, mashallah. When jamaat went to China, they made fikr over there. They brought one brother, mashallah. One youngster cashed the skill. They brought him. He came to Azadville. They made the skill and he came to Azadville to become an alim. He tried, but it was difficult, so he went back. He made the skill of another youngster. This youngster came back to the madrasa. He became an alim. He spent time in the path of Allah. He opened his own madrasa. Today in that madrasa, 1,000 students, my dear brothers. That sacrifice, my dear brothers, to this, all shobas of deen will come alive. One jamaat went, they probably don't even know, my dear brothers. They don't even know who this person is. But Allah used their jamaat as a means of a big madrasa opening, my dear brothers. So all this, my dear brothers, all this is all interlinked, my dear brothers. The more sacrifice we give, the more deen will come alive in the whole world, my dear brothers. Who else, inshallah, for 4 months? Come, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Come, my dear. It's coming in the heart, inshallah. 4 months. We have so many takazas. Many brothers made niyat by our istima to come out, inshallah. Let us renew the intention. Come, mashallah. Come, my brothers. Who else, inshallah? Masjids can also talk, inshallah. Which masjids are making fikr? We made niyat for one pedal jamaat, inshallah. Let us put it in our heart and make fikr, my dear. These pedal jamaats, they will draw the mercy and the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So some brothers, we made niyat, we're getting ready, inshallah. Which masjid, who took the takaza for the pedal jamaat? J? Phoenix. Inshallah, Phoenix, inshallah. Who else makes niyat, inshallah? Which other masjid say will make fikr for this pedal jamaat? There's no pedal jamaat walking at the moment in our country. From no Durban to pedal jamaat out at the moment, my dear. There's one, but in the Transkei from Transvaal, my dear. Come, inshallah. Who makes niyat for pedal, inshallah? Who makes niyat? I'll make fikr for the jamaat. Who'll say, we'll try from our area, our halka, at least one or two brothers, my dear. If we are not going to make fikr, we are not going to try, how Allah is going to give us, my dear? MashaAllah, Dr. Saab says, Spingo will try, inshallah. Spingo will try for a few saati, inshallah. Come, inshallah, which other area? We need the spiritual jamaats to come out, my dear brothers. These jamaats, they draw the mercy and the help of Allah Ta'ala, my dear brothers. Which other area say, we'll try? We're not saying you must come out, we're saying at least you make effort to, who'll make effort to make this jamaat, inshallah. At least that we can do, my dear brothers. Shaud halka say they'll try, inshallah. Spingo halka say they'll try, Shaud will try. Which other halka, my dears? This 4 month pedal, we have to take it serious upon our heart, my dears. We need these jamaats to come out, my dears. If we do not tap on our satis, time will continue. It's already now, it's September, October, November, December, 4 months and the year is over. Many of our satis have not given the time for the year, my dears. We do not make fikr for them, these jamaats will not come out, my dears. We have to make fikr. We have to take it serious, my dear brothers. Come, inshallah. Who else makes niyat, inshallah? Which other halka say we'll make fikr for jamaat? Alhamdulillah, now one jamaat from Peter Marisburg left for 4 months to Australia, my dear brothers. 4 months foreign, one jamaat from one halka came out. Most of the brothers were from one halka. So we say it's not possible, but they showed it in front of us. A complete jamaat came out, my dear brothers, to Australia, to a foreign country for 4 months, my dear brothers. It is possible, it is up to us if we take it upon our heart, inshallah. Who says, I'll make niyat for my own 4 months jamaat, inshallah? We brother says that. I'll make fikr, inshallah. I'll try, inshallah. Keeping my zaat and Allah Ta'ala. And Allah, you make it easy, inshallah. Who says we'll try for a 4 month jamaat? Which masjid, halka, each area, individual says we'll try? 4 months, inshallah. Ji? MashaAllah, Mawlana, Allah accept, inshallah. 4 months pedal, Mawlana, 4 months pedal, inshallah. Allah accept you, Mawlana. Allah make it easy for the jamaat to come out, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Which other area say we'll try? If we're not ready to make niyat, my dear, we're not even ready to try, then how these jamaats are going to come? Whose work is this? My work? Or is your work? Or is his work? If it's my work, in my shop, my job, I'll do it, sort it out. If this work is my work, I'll do it. So who will make shirk, inshallah? We'll all try, my dears. All the zones and the halkas try, inshallah, to complete this 4 months pedal jamaat, my dears. The more we'll talk about it, the more we'll make fikr for it, the more, inshallah, this jamaat, Allah will make it easy for this jamaat to come. We're not even talking about it, my dears. So we have to start talking about it in our morning mashura, inshallah. Even 2 or 3 sati sitting, make fikr, inshallah. In our area, who can we get ready for 4 months pedal? We'll all try, inshallah. In 40 days, my dears. Jamaat for 40 days. Who's ready for 40 days, inshallah? Whether local or foreign or Pakistan, whatever, mashura will be made. But who's ready for 40 days, inshallah? MashaAllah. What's the brother's name? Ali. Ali, 40 days. Abdul Razak, huh? Abdul Haq, 40 days, inshallah. What's his name? Hussein. Hussein, 40 days, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Come, my dear. Who else, inshallah? Which other, who else makes need for 40 days, inshallah? Come, my beloved brothers. Come, inshallah. It's coming in the heart. Make niyat, my dears. A few years ago, mashallah. What's our brother's name? Yeah. Ibrahim from South Beach, mashallah. Allah accept him. Allah accept his family. Allah accept his progeny and use him till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, my dear brothers. 40-day jamaat, inshallah. Individuals can say, masjids can say, halkas can say, make niyat, inshallah. We're making fikr for jamaat. Come, inshallah. Stingo, one jamaat getting for foreign, inshallah. We're trying for one jamaat. Foreign, inshallah. Which are the areas, my dear brothers? We know it's October, September, October, and November, then the year is complete, my dear brothers. So let us make sure those sadhus haven't come out also, how we can make fikr for them to come out also. And then our old workers' jor is coming out. We want jamaats to come out before and after also, inshallah. MashaAllah. What's our brother's name? Muharram, inshallah. Which area, fun? South Beach. Allah accept. 40 days, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, few minutes left, inshallah, then we close tashkil. Also, my dear, very important is there are 40 days masturat, my dear. That we have to take out our masturat jamaat in the path of Allah. Our mothers and sisters, we have to worry about them, my dear. We have to worry about taking our woman folk in the path of Allah. We are exposed to environments. We are exposed to the effort of deen. They are not exposed to this. We have to make effort on the iman. One of our elders always say, he says that a person will make effort, but will not make effort on his masturat, deen will come up to his door and stop at his door. But if he will make effort, then deen will come into his home. Otherwise, if he does not make effort, then from there when his janaza will leave, the janaza of deen will also leave, my dearest. So important for us to make effort on our masturat, inshallah. To take our mothers out in the, and our sisters in the path of Allah, and our daughters out in the path of Allah. So who makes niyat for masturat, inshallah? For 40 days, inshallah. Our elders are saying, mashallah, what's Mullah's name? Manavaraji, Allah accept, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Masturat in the path of Allah, mashallah. Manan Osama, Allah accept, mashallah. These are young ulama, just got married, they're ready for 40 days in the path of Allah. Who else, inshallah? Who will join them, inshallah? To take them out to learn the effort of deen, my dear brothers. Come, mashallah. Who else makes need for masturat, inshallah? To take our masturat out in the path of Allah, ta'ala. Come, my dear brothers, inshallah. It is all of us our need to worry about our family. How deen can come into home, to establish that talim in home, that fikr has to come in them. When they will come out, then fikr will come in them. Our elders are saying, every 3 years take our masturat out in the path of Allah. Every 3 months take them out for 3 days, my dear brothers. Come, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? 2 minutes left, inshallah, for tashkil, my dear. Don't let the train is going, just now we're going to close tashkil. Don't get left behind. Let us, this standing up and giving our name is an application to Allah. That, oh Allah, accept me. This is what it's about. That, oh Allah, accept me. Oh Allah, take me out in your path. MashaAllah. Allah, accept us. Dawood, inshallah. 40 days, masturat. 20 past. Inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, my dear brothers. MashaAllah. What's our brother's name? Allah, accept, mashallah. Masturat or men's? 40 days. Allah, accept, mashallah. Come, mashallah. Who else, my dear brothers? Who else makes need, inshallah? Alhamdulillah, the old workers' jor is coming up now. We know, inshallah, from 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th of October, inshallah. Our elders will be coming, my dear brothers, to our country, mashallah. They are old, they are elderly, they are making great sacrifice. So this jor is for all those brothers who have spent 4 months, and those brothers who have spent 40 days, inshallah. So from this jor, inshallah, we want jamaats also to come out, inshallah. So which area say that from the jor, we will make fikr for jamaats to come out, inshallah. Whether it's 4 months or 40 days, inshallah, which area say we're making fikr? Also for ulama also, the jor also for ulama, inshallah. MashaAllah. Peter Marisburg, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. One Jamaat, inshallah, from the Johor. Allah accept, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Which other area? Come, mashallah. Sherwood Halka, inshallah. Same one Jamaat from the Johor, inshallah. Which other areas, my dear brothers? My dear brothers, on Monday we are doing outgush. On Wednesday we are doing our ingush. In the week we are making mulaqats. What tashkil we are making? What fikr? This tashkil, this weekly shabguzari is the culmination of our weekly work, my dear. What work we are doing in the whole week, this is the culmination, inshallah. So which other areas, say, inshallah, we are making fikr for Jamaat from the Johor, inshallah. Come, my dear, you will get the du'as of our elders, my dears. We will leave from the Johor, you will get the du'a of our senior elders. How old they are? MashaAllah. Allah accept, MashaAllah. Who else, inshallah? Come. Every halqa. I was saying that every halqa should at least make a niyat, inshallah. The brothers of the halqa are sitting here. Spingo, inshallah, make niyat. The brothers of all halqas are sitting here. Stand up and make niyat, my dears. Newlands halqa, Phoenix halqa, Chatsworth, Shalcos, all the different halqas, make niyat. Make fikr. My dear brothers, these jamaats, we will make fikr for these jamaats. These jamaats will come out in the path of Allah. They will do 40 days of ta'aleem, 40 days of tahajjud, 40 days of salah, 40 days of gush, 40 days of amal. These jamaats will be doing, my dears. We will make fikr for these jamaats to come out. All that reward will come to us, my dears. The other day I met one brother, he's saying, you're very clever, you. I say, why, what happened? He said, you made fikr for the jamaat, now you're going home, you're going in jamaat, you're going to get all the reward for this. I say, no, we'll go and we'll also make fikr. So my dear, come, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Say that I'll make fikr for my halqa, inshallah. Come, my dear. Don't feel shy. The standing up is not show. The standing up is to ask Allah's help, my dear. Come, inshallah. Spingo made niyat, PMB made niyat, Sherwood made niyat. What about the other halqas? Brothers, talk, inshallah. MashaAllah. Shalkuras, Allah accept, inshallah. Which other area, mashallah? Come, my dear. Mobani, Allah chats with Allah accept, mashallah. Which other areas, mashallah? Come, brothers. Just like this. Which other areas make niyat, my dear? Vallam halqa, Allah accept, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. City Halka, who's here from City Halka? City, Akhtar, by Allah accept, mashallah. City Halka. Which other areas, my dear brothers? Come, my brothers, this is a work, we have to take this seriously. Take it upon our heart, my dear brothers. This we have to take the work out of riwaj, my dears. Out of this normal routine. And we will cry, we will go into difficulty, hardship, then Allah's help will come. Then the jamaat will come out, my dear brothers. Come, my dear brothers, we need that little bit extra sacrifice. That one or two mulaqats after Isha, my dears, that sacrifice will bring khala, my dears. Who else, inshallah? Which other areas? Few minutes left, 2-3 minutes left, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Allah accept all the brothers, inshallah. Allah accept everyone's coming. Allah use our coming as a means of hidayat, my dears. So we'll all go back, inshallah, with this fikr. Take this fikr, inshallah. That one is we have to make jamaat from the Johor, inshallah. And make fikr for our 4 months parallel jamaat also. And fikr for masturat jamaats. We'll all try, inshallah. Allah accept all those brothers who made intention, inshallah, just stand up, inshallah. All those brothers who made intention, just stand up in your place, inshallah. Just a little encouragement, inshallah. Come. All those brothers who made intention, just stand up. More brothers, inshallah, just stand up and give, just stand up, inshallah. Those who made intention. More brothers, inshallah, more give the name, inshallah. MashaAllah, come, Dr. Sahab. All of the brothers, come onto this side, inshallah. Come on this side, Dr. Sahab will make the food. Come, inshallah. For the essential. She's moving the watch. Let us sit in the, after dua, inshallah, we can sit in the halqas, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa la aqibatu lil muttaqin. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين سلما لأوليائك عدوا لعدائك نحب بحبك من أحبك ونعادي بعداوتك من خالفك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.